This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 6:36. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Ayman. And for our next story, we're discussing the role of the private sector and businesses during times of civil unrest. So this comes after reports that businesses in Hong Kong have found themselves having to operate either within a yellow or blue economy.
So a yellow shop means that the business explicitly supports the protest movement. And as a result, the protesters in Hong Kong choose to continue patronizing these businesses. However, a blue business means that they are pro-government and pro-China, which means that they have become frequent targets for vandalism or boycotts, which sounds like, you know, it seems like businesses in Hong Kong have to choose a side during these ongoing protests.
So in order for them to navigate through this turbulent time, an article in the South China Morning Post suggested that businesses should build up their social capital and actively engage with the community if they want to earn their license to operate. So at a time when the Hong Kong government is seen to be not listening to the public's voice, there is an opportunity for businesses to fill that role through social outreach. And that came through from an op-ed in the SCMP.
I mean, looking at it, right, because I'm thinking of the small businesses first, your local coffee shops, local grocers and all that. If they were to feel compelled to choose a side, I think that's unfair on them, because they are just merely trying to, you know, put food on the table, earn an income. And if they have to be forced to choose a side between yellow or blue, it can have lasting implications. The fact that, first of all, they cannot afford to lose a segment of their customers right in the first place just because they want to choose one side, that's bad for business. And perhaps even in the long term, there can be, you know, these long-lasting kinds of implications whereby people will be like, oh, remember that shop? They were the ones who used to support the government. I'm still bitter about that. I'm not going to buy stuff from there. So from a small business point of view, I don't think it's a good idea to choose a side. I think in those kinds of instances, it's important to remain neutral, just because, you know, it's maybe not your place or position to sort of like, choose a political side.
But I think that's complicated, right? Simply because if you look at small businesses, it really depends on who your employees are and who your customer segment is. If your employees are and you perhaps serve a certain market, and I think you are definitely looked to, you're definitely looked at as having the necessity to have a point of view, to choose a side to stand on. You know, if your customers are mainly, say, in this instance, the regular Joe in Hong Kong, then it's not the police. So you obviously then have to make a side. And sometimes it's not even intentional, right? You might just be announcing something, or you might choose to be removing a product. But because of the environment and the air in Hong Kong, the climate right now is so political that any move will be seen as making a stance. So Zara, for example, got into trouble lately because they opened their store slightly later. And though the reason was because of transportation issues, that's the official statement that Zara made, it was seen as by China and several Chinese consumers, many Chinese consumers, that Zara was in fact supporting and showing solidarity with the protesters. So sometimes, even unintentionally, and even if you decide to stay neutral, you're dragged into the conversation simply because of how strong the climate is currently in Hong Kong.
But I think for larger companies who do have the resources to engage with the community, that as was suggested by the SCMP article, it is an interesting way to sort of approach the problem, right? Because right now, Hong Kongers may feel that the government is not listening to them. All their grievances are, you know, falling on deaf ears. So the private sector, large businesses does have the opportunity to hear them out. Perhaps, for example, if there are economic grievances, for example, in terms of wealth inequality or income inequality, if they have the opportunity or the means to close that gap, then that is their way to sort of like mediate the situation to help where the government is seems to be failing at. So there are some pros to larger businesses, I think, having a more active role in, you know, sort of meeting the needs of the community surrounding them.
That's also internal pressure at times. If you happen to have a lot of employees, they may choose to want to push their employers to make a stand, to have a say in some of the issues that are happening there. So it really depends on the choice. You know, the business risk is that if you don't make a position, that might be a relatively safe place to be, because then you can still sort of serve all segments of society. But if you do choose to make a stand, you don't know how the situation might turn out. If it turns out favorably for one party, you know, the money will still keep coming in. But if it doesn't, and you happen to choose the side that lost, then you are inadvertently losing income. So after this, we're going to speak with Dr. Vera Yun, who is a lecturer with Faculty of Business and Economics at the University of Hong Kong, to speak a bit more about this. We will be back right after this. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It's 6:44. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Ayman, and we're essentially talking about whether or not businesses should get involved in politics, because with the civil unrest that's taking place in Hong Kong right now, businesses are finding themselves having to either operate within a yellow or a blue economy. Yellow meaning a business that explicitly supports the protest movement, and blue that does not. So you can let us know your thoughts. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Should businesses get involved in politics? Now, joining us on the line is Dr. Vera Yun, a lecturer with the Faculty of Business and Economics at the University of Hong Kong. Dr. Yun, thank you so much for being on the show. Can you talk to us about how and when the yellow economy started to surface?
Well, I think initially there was somebody, anonymously talking about this idea online. And then a few restaurants, they promote themselves and they just give off the bottles of waters. I mean, they continue to do business on the day, so like many of other restaurants, they just close down afraid of vandalization and etc. So shops, they become famous, and there are people who queue for an hour to just consume and to buy food from them and to pay them more money, because they think that these shops and restaurants is a foot the movement. And then later on, more retailers and restaurant owners, they join it and say that they also support the movement. And so this is how it happens.
So how do businesses that support the movement show that they're part of the yellow economy?
There are a few things that they do. Some of them claim that they donate to the funds that help the protesters, whether it's for legal funding or to, provide them with immediate aid. They play the so-called Hong Kong anthem in the restaurants. And then they decorate the shops in materials related to the protest, such as the posters, the slogans. And I think a few shops actually make the dishes with the names that is related to the protest, but not a lot of them do this. And some of them have tried to give out free meals or free drinks to students, because students are, the main body in the protest.
And by contrast, do members of the blue economy market themselves in the same way? Would they make it easy for supporters of the movement to identify them?
Oh, if some of the restaurants, they make it clear in social media that they support the movement, and then their people who participate in the movement try to check if they're consistent in their behavior. And then for some so-called blue owners, if they have set certain things online with their personal or open public account, and then there are people who track that and they put it up so that it could be scrutinized by all the participants in the movement. And later on, some shops are labeled as blue. So this is how it comes by. And to organize information better, a few IT savvy persons, they write an app and to organize all this information together so people can easily click to see, you know, which shop, yellow, which shop are blue. And there's also a very active forum. It's like more than 100,000 people. They discuss about these things every day. They say, you know, I walk into this shop and then I hear the owner saying all these things. Can we check whether it's really a yellow or a blue one, etc. But for restaurant owners, some of them are more, I think the majority of them actually are conservative, because it actually, they risk themselves by declaring for businesses whether they're yellow or blue. So I think the majority of the small business owners, they actually try not to declare their political stance. Some people actually argue that neutrality does not exist. So if you're neutral, that means you're supporting your government.
There are consumers who might believe that businesses shouldn't take a political stance at all. So how would you respond to that statement? Is this a role that businesses and business owners should play?
Oh, it depends on how you take political views, because this political is kind of aligned with the venue of human rights, you know, freedom. So there are many venues in the world, like environmental protectionism, animal rights. I mean, people have many preferences in this world. There are businesses who have policies that support disabled persons. They want to hire them. They donate money to them. There are businesses that support environmental-friendly products and projects. So I think political view itself is just one of the preferences out of many other preferences in the world.
Now, an article in the SCMP looked at how businesses can take it further by actively engaging with the community to help fulfill demands that the government haven't been able to. Do you think the business community in Hong Kong is empowered or even willing to do this?
I think for the majority and the powerful ones, they are not. I mean, it's part of the corporate social responsibility to care for the people, but this is all about, you know, making money. There could be banks, insurance companies, you know, airlines, import and export, professional services. They're doing, you know, business. They have high net worth clients. Or the majority of the business could be derived from China. So I don't think the business leaders, they would engage themselves more into this movement. They kind of want to be independent of it. But of course, if you're talking about going to the lower level marketing and stuff, sometimes they actually do such things. But they're more careful, because if you align yourself with one side and the other side thinks that you betray them. And the exception is Li Ka-shing. So I think his company actually, you know, people think that it's very, very yellow. So he's the only one in those tycoons that openly, you know, do something that is earning the supporters' support.
Dr. Yun, thank you so much for weighing in. That was Dr. Vera Yun, a lecturer at the Faculty of Business and Economics at the University of Hong Kong, talking to us about the blue and yellow economy taking place in Hong Kong right now. Of course, you can let us know your thoughts. Should businesses be involved in politics? You can call 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.